come on in. I work in corporate finance, so I head up the M&A team at Ernst & Young in the city. So on Fridays and Saturdays, I pull on the white boots and come and make cheese. Come on through.
Making cheese is a long way from the world of corporate finance, but for one cheesemaker, it's the double life he leads. Hello, I'm Brooke Neindorf. Originally from South Australia's Eyre Peninsula, Kim Masters now divides his time between Adelaide's business district and two specially designed and equipped shipping containers in the nearby Adelaide Hills. It's in there that he indulges in his passion for the history, science and art of cheesemaking.
Well, I grew up on a farm on Eyre Peninsula and always had an interest in agriculture and getting back into farming, but looking at a product that is high value add. And I had the luxury or the good fortune to be able to take my time and look at it and have a real passion for cheese. And so being able to ease my way out of the corporate finance world into cheesemaking has been a great privilege.
What has that process been like?
Terrifying and exciting, as someone described it as being exhilarating, which I think is equal parts terror and excitement, which I think is a very good description. But it's been about 5 years. It's taken us about 5 years. We're at the point, possibly in the next couple of months, that we'll look to probably go full time or more on the cheese side than the corporate finance side. But every step of the way, there's sort of steps where you have to step off the cliff and take the punt. So that's where we're at. So this is a production room. As you said, it's the inside of a 40-foot shipping container, which is a little bit unique in the Australian cheesemaking world. But from our perspective, it suited what we were looking to do and suited our business model. We're in the middle of pasteurising at the moment, so we pick up 500 litres every morning that we make from Glenmax Holsteins, which is one of the local dairy farms at Mount Torrens, about 10 k's down the road. We pasteurise it here. We bought in the equipment from France so we could both batch pasteurise and make the cheese all in the same vat, so to minimise the handling of the milk and optimise the control. Once we've pasteurised, we'll add the culture to it and the rennet. And once we have the rennet set, we cut it and cook it all in the same vat. So we make Alpine semi-hard and semi-soft cheeses, which are unique in the Australian market. There's very few of us that make that style of cheese. And the way you make those cheeses is by cooking it up to 55 degrees, which gives you a particular texture and taste, which is different to your Camembert or soft ripen cheeses.
Was it important for you to be using local milk from around this Adelaide Hills area?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we actually sited the factory based on the source of our milk, so proximity to the milk.
And what's the relationship like with the dairy? They're pretty happy to come along and have a look at what's happening with their milk?
Yeah, I think I think like most guys, they thought we were mad initially when some guy shows up from a bank notionally and says that he's interested in buying milk. But look, it was important to us to establish effectively a working partnership. I know what I don't know, and I don't know dairy farming, and I certainly don't know herd husbandry. And Andrew's exceptional at it.
So this machine here that's got the milk in at the moment, how long will it take to go from that to what you've got in the other shipping container, which is actually box of cheese?
Yeah, so, the pasteurisation process takes us about, by the time we heat, pasteurise and cool, takes us about 2 hours. And then the actual make process, it's about 8 o'clock now, and we'll be putting it into the press, so it'll look like curds and whey at about 11. And then it presses over this style of cheese, the Monforte, which is a Alpine semi-hard, presses overnight, and then tomorrow it goes into a brine bath for a day and a half, and then into the affinage room. So come on in. This is a packing room, which again we're in a 20-foot shipping container, but this is a refrigerated shipping container. And then come through, and then at the back of it is our affinage room, which is really a fancy French way of saying cave for storing maturing cheese. So we've got about 2 tonne of cheese, 2,000 kilos of cheese in here at the moment, and about a you know, 1,500 kilos of Monforte, which are the 10-kilo semi-hard wheels, and we age them for a minimum of 6 months and up to 18 months. At the moment, and in addition to that, just for a bit of fun, we make a 45-kilo traditional style Grand Reserve. Monforte. So it's 6 months old at the moment. It's a baby in the overall scheme of things. The interesting thing is that we didn't necessarily think it through fantastically well, because 55 kilos having to wash and turn every week is a bit of an effort. But we'll make that every 6 months, I think, and that'll be a special release for, you know, we've had people that have supported us through the process, and it'll be a special release for them in 3 years' time.
Now, you said wash and turn the cheese. What are you meaning by that? Is it actually washing the cheese?
Yeah, we at the moment, the two styles are washed using a brine solution, which is about 3% brine solution. So part of the maturation process, there's a build-up of yeasts and moulds on the outside. And each week, depending on the age of the cheese, you either wash it with a really wet brush or a special cheesecloth or a semi-dry brush. And that's really, it's just to knock back the yeast and mould on the outside. These semi-hard and semi-soft Alpine cheeses, they ripen from the inside out, and you want to just not have the moulds on the outside causing excessive maturation on the outside.
Now, I love a good cheese and wine platter. How do you go? Do you put one of these out at a dinner party and roll this out?
Yeah, I think it's an occupational hazard. You invariably when you go to a dinner party or you have a dinner party, the expectation is you'll bring the cheese plate, irrespective of whether you want to cook dessert or not. But yeah, certainly. Look, we mix it up a bit because we recognise that, and also for me, I know what it tastes like. So, you know, if I'm taking a cheese platter, I like to bring along some luxury items from other producers to taste and try. But certainly. It's really satisfying to be able to give to your friends, your family, or people that help you out just something that you've made and that you know is a good quality product that they'll enjoy.